Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah Ches are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Defan, Yerziva Gagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Zayin tells us, HaMachalik Nechas V'Alpiv, someone who's giving out his Nechasim, he's giving his stuff out, just Alpiv. He's just verbally saying, you get this, and the other guy gets that. He didn't write anything in a shtar. Reb Lezer says, Echad Barav Echad Mesukon, it doesn't make a difference if he's healthy or he's Mesukon, he's about to die. He's a Shchiv Meira. Nechasim Shesh LaMachrayas, Niknim Nekasev V'Bishtar V'Chazaka, Nechasim that have Achrayas, which means Karaka property, the only way they can be acquired is with money, shtar, or chazaka. V'she'en la'machrayas, nechasim that don't have achrayas, which means metaltal and movable objects, ein niknin el meshicha, the only way they can be acquired is with meshicha. The person acquiring them has to pull it towards himself. In other words, Reb Elazar holds, there's no such thing as a matnas shchiv meira. We don't care if the guy's on his deathbed and he gives everything away. A proper kinyan has to be done in order for the people to acquire that which he's trying to give them. However, Amr Loi, the Chum, told Reb Elazar, Maisa b'ima shal b'nei Reichel, we have a story with the mother of the sons of Reichel. Their father's name was Reichel, and this is with their mother, Shaisa Chayla, she was very sick. Amran, she said, Tnu kivenas libiti, give my brooch, my pin, to my daughter. V'hibishne maser money, it was worth 12 money, which is quite a lot of money. V'mesa, and then she died. V'kimu es dvarel, and the chamur were mekayim what she said. And they gave that piece of jewelry to her daughter. So we see that even though a kinyan did not take place, we're going to follow the words of the Shchiv Meira. However, Amran responded to them, B'nei Reichel, the sons of Reichel, tikbrem iman, their mother should bury them. They're such rishayim, they didn't deserve to live long. They should have died while their mother was still alive. And the only reason why the chamim gave this piece of jewelry to her daughter is because they want to knas the other children that they shouldn't receive the Yerusha, but we can't learn anything from that case. Now we have yet another opinion, Chacham say, B'Shabbos Dvar Kayamin. If we're talking about Shchiv Meira on Shabbos, and he's giving out his Nechasim, Alpeh, verbally, then everything's valid, even though a Kenyan did not take place, because he can't write anything on Shabbos, but not during the week, because during the week, he could write. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, B'Shabbos Amru Kavacharim B'Chol. If they said that this is okay on Shabbos, for sure it's okay during the week. Namely, if we say that we're going to follow what the Shchiv Meira says, even on Shabbos, when it's a time that he's not able to write and he's not able to make a kinyan, so for sure we'll follow what he says. If it's during the week, which is a time that he technically could write and could make a kinyan, he doesn't actually have to write or make a kinyan, and we'll still follow what he says. And Kiyotzebai, we have a similar machlokes, zachen lekaton ve'ein zachen legadol. The Chum hold that a person could be zaycha in money or something for a katon, but not for a gadol. Whereas Rabbi Shua says lekaton amru kal v'chamer legadol. If they said this for a katon, for sure it can be done for a gadol. Namely, a katon who's not able to acquire something for himself, someone is able to acquire something for him. So a gadol who could acquire something for himself, of course someone could acquire something for him. So we've seen these two machlokesin, the Rabbi Yeshua and the Chamim are l'shitasam. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, now for the next couple of Mishnayos, we're going to have very similar stories in which a house fell down on two people, and the question is, which one of them died first? And obviously it depends. If one of them died first, then group A is going to yarshin them, whereas if the other one died first, group B is going to yarshin. So Mishnah Ches tells us, nafal bayis olav al aviv, oy olav al mayrishav, a house fell down on a person and his father, or on him and somebody else that he would give his Yerusha to. And this fellow that died owed his wife or Ksuba, or he owed somebody money. And what's the discussion? The Yarshim of the father say, Haben Meis Rishon, the son died first, and then the father died. So the son never inherited the father's Nechasim, and that means the father's Nechasim can't be used to pay the debt or the Ksuba, and we get to Yarshim the father's Nechasim, and you, Mr. Baal Chayv, or Mrs. Isha, don't get anything. Whereas Baal Chayv, the Baal Chayv say, the father died and then the son died, which means that when the father died, his properties went to his son, and then the son died, and since the son owes us money, we can take those properties for the money owed to us. Now the question is, what do we do? So Beishame says everything is split because it's a suffix. We simply don't know who died first. Whereas Beis Hillel says the nechasim stay in the chazaka of whom they were with previously, and that's in the chazaka of the yarshim. And if the Baal Chayv wants to collect, he would have to bring a raya that the father died first. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tess and Yud with similar cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.